Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We're combining some Disney stuff and some Harry Potter stuff.
We are. I finally have talked Corbin into it. He's finishing the last book as we speak. I can see it sitting on his desk. He has entered the Harry Potter world, and I'm now shoving him further in.
With Disney.
With Disney. I mean, it's making it palatable for him.
In one of our last episodes, I had a little bit of a Harry Potter rant, so I think I was warming up to it, and that's when Cameron's like, okay, we got him.
Yep.
Let's do this.
Yep.
Dedicate an episode.
So you're all welcome, and hopefully there will be more mashups to come. So today we're going to be doing a little bit of sorting Disney characters into their Hogwarts houses. This is based off of a BuzzFeed article, and the fun thing is we get to pick our house. And then we get to see the percentage of people on the internet that are picking the same house. So we can tell them that they're right or they're wrong.
Okay.
All right. Corbin, do you want to give us the rundown of our very simple house characteristics to help us stay organized here?
Yeah, I'll give the simple. This is from Pinterest, I'm assuming.
Found it on Pinterest.
Okay. All right. So Gryffindor is do what is right. Let the consequence follow. No. Hufflepuff, do what is kind. Slytherin, do what is necessary. And Ravenclaw, do what is wise.
That's the basis. And then you've got the courage, kindness, intellectual, ambitious. All of those. But just so we can keep straight people's motivations and dive deeper into the psyche of these Disney characters.
I have something to say.
Please do.
I'm torn because it feels like with Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, there's a lot of positivity.
There is.
And Slytherin, there's nothing good about it. To the point when you're reading the books, anybody that goes through Slytherin is just a slime ball.
Yeah, that is definitely the perspective you get.
And there's got to be something good. Why would they include this Slytherin into the house and into Hogwarts if there's just absolutely, it's just breeding bad guys?
Yeah, I was wondering if maybe it's because you're reading the book from Harry Potter's point of view, because I've noticed that as I've been rereading the books recently too. I'm like, man, like when there are kids that like Harry doesn't like, or like houses or teachers. About Snape, I was like, is Snape really this horrible to kids, or is this just Harry's perspective on how he treats kids? And so I'm feeling that way too. I will say this for Slytherin: they're ambitious and they're resourceful. I feel like those are good traits.
Well, they're like on the fence traits. Like resourcefulness could be good or bad. And ambitious, good or bad,
but
right?
But so could cunning, loyalty and daring.
Well, but the world, you know.
Because what are you loyal to?
Loyalty is like, it's usually, I'm a loyal person. When you say that in a job interview, people aren't like, well, could you explain that a little more? Are you loyal to evil or good? And, no, it's like loyalty is a good thing. Like that's pretty firm, brave, so, adventurous. These are all things that we strive to be. So that's why I get annoyed with Gryffindor, that it's just the sparkling child.
And there's
got to be something good about Slytherin. So I may push a few characters into Slytherin to prove a point.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Thank
up
you.
To the extent that it makes sense.
Okay,
like we're not going to unnecessarily shove them in there to make us feel better. But I actually, right off the bat, I've previewed this list very briefly, and I'm like, if you really think about some of these characters, I think you'll be surprised.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Okay, that's good that we got that cleared up.
Yes. Harry's own son is in Slytherin. And he felt very insecure about that, and it took him some time to be like.
And Harry's like, I was supposed to be in Slytherin until I played mind tricks on the Sorting Hat.
That's not what happened. Okay, our first Disney character we're going to sort into a Hogwarts house. We have Ariel from The Little Mermaid. Her red, lovely hair. She's in the lake. She's visited Hogwarts. They put the hat on her head. Corbin, which house should Ariel be in?
So my question is to you, I answer your question with a question. Mm-hmm. Where does immaturity fall?
I'm going to go this direction. You tell me what you think.
I'm not going to say Ravenclaw.
Yeah, no, she's not. I'm going to say, brace yourselves, everyone. I think Ariel is a Slytherin. She's going to do what is necessary to get what she wants, right? She is not, there's not the wisdom, it's not kindness, and it's not,
loyalty.
This is hard, I'm going to sacrifice and do what's right. It's, I'm going to do what is necessary to get what I want. She is a Slytherin.
I think she's between Gryffindor and Slytherin.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she has some daringness to her. She's adventurous, courageous.
Resourceful. Yes. She goes to the Sea Witch.
I was just saying Gryffindor. So then, but yeah, Slytherin, resourceful, determined, proud. Would you say it was pride that led her there? I don't think pride.
Well, she thinks she thinks she's right. She thinks her daddy is doesn't understand
her. I'm torn
her.
Between Gryffindor and Slytherin.
I am too. But I will say this, for me personally, I'm going to punch my ticket for Slytherin.
I'll give Gryffindor.
You're going to go with Gryffindor?
Yes.
All right, guys, let us see what the internet has answered. What? The internet puts her in Hufflepuff.
She's not kind. Is she kind?
Slytherin came in last place. Gryffindor came in second.
Is this all going to be like, I can't wait for the next villain that's immediately Slytherin.
I know, yeah, I know. Geez, but it's okay. We can just tell the internet they're wrong, because I'll tell you this right now. She is nice, but ultimately her motivation has nothing to do with, I will do what I have to make sure everyone is taken care of and that I can be nice to them. She's nice, but her motivation
is... Well, this is kind. I have a friend of mine that would say kindness is very different than niceness. So anyways, but yes.
Yeah, Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw are off the table for me. So
but everyone thinks that she is kind, so apparently. Because
she's a
good
Disney princess. Yeah, right. I don't agree. You guys tell us.
It's so biased. Oh, here we go. And that's first villain. This is good.
Which house should Hades be in? From Hercules.
See, and again, the way that this is the way this is described, it's like easy to say Slytherin, right?
I would say this:
leadership, proud, determined, resourceful, ambitious, cunning.
For me, that fits. I don't think you would say that would fit a Scar. So he would be a villain that maybe that didn't fit. He's not a great leader. We've talked about this.
Oh yeah, he's
not a great
that.
Leader. He's ambitious, but he also doesn't want to do anything about it. Like, he just mopes around.
Scar doesn't even get into Hogwarts.
So, Hades, I would agree. I think there's some Slytherin in Hades. There's not any Hufflepuff. Again, we're not doing the let's be fair, loyal, patient, and kind. No Hufflepuff. Sorry. Is he intelligent? Is he an unusually intelligent villain?
Well, I've seen the movie once.
You just don't like him.
Well, I just don't remember.
He has two terrible sidekicks that are very incompetent, so that would take wisdom away from him, I think. He's not surrounding himself with good help.
Every villain has terrible sidekicks.
I think he does think he's right, but I don't know that he's not brave. He's not doing it himself. He sends his minions to go do it for him.
I think he's Slytherin, right?
Yeah.
I think that's just the way, again, the Harry Potter books... They just write Slytherin as, like, bad if you go there.
I will say this. This is why I think that Hades is in Slytherin. I think he's ambitious and he's cunning.
Yes,
and he's
determined
to get what he wants.
Yeah, very, yeah.
So.
That's what bad guys do.
Well, Ariel wasn't a bad guy.
Well, she is in our book.
That's not what we said. To be clear, Corbin is coming in this from Slytherin makes bad people. That's not true.
Well, that's the way the book was written. That's my beef with it. Okay, yes.
Okay.
82% Slytherin.
The
okay,
internet
great,
agrees
great.
With
yes,
us.
Yes, okay. Good
All
job.
Right. Which house should Maleficent be in? Is she in the same house as Hades with Slytherin?
Is there a description of these houses, their blind spots, like Gryffindor?
Oh, like where they like miss?
Yeah, where they struggle. Mm. Okay, I'll give you an example. You know what's driven me crazy while reading through the Harry Potter books has been Ron.
Ron's hard for me too.
Like, he is not Ravenclaw. I know he's in Gryffindor, but he's definitely not Ravenclaw because
no.
The guy is a dope. Anything he says, the opposite is going to happen.
Yeah, I struggle with Ron too.
Okay. And he's yelling, Hermione. Like,
I know. He's okay. So, given I'm like, okay, Ron is a middle child. He is dealing with a lot of the burden that comes with that. But he just, he is
yes.
hard for me.
Yes.
He is hard for me.
Middle child burdens.
Okay.
Yes. Agreed.
I would say that Gryffindor, I think their blind spot can be they're overzealous. Like they're kind of very short-sighted.
They think what they know what is right.
Yes.
That's Harry Potter.
He
always knows what's right.
Which is the blind spot of all of these, right? Like Slytherin, Ariel thinks she knows what's necessary. Harry thinks he knows what's right.
Hufflepuff is...
doing what they think is kind.
They just are kind. They don't do anything of substance.
And Ravenclaw's rude.
What?
Rude.
That's what kind people do sometimes. They're so kind that we never have a good conversation.
Kind is still very important. Ravenclaw's do what is... what
wise.
They think is wise.
Yeah, they think it's
it's good for everyone. Mm. It's the well thought out. But they can over intellectualize sometimes, maybe.
Right.
So
Maleficent?
I would say that she's very into justice. do what is right.
It's fair.
She's like,
you didn't invite me.
Therefore, I have credence to do this.
Right.
It's not necessarily that she thinks it's necessary, but it does feel right.
Yeah, she was wronged?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Gryffindor.
Wow, Maleficent going with Gryffindor. All right. See, again, they put her in Slytherin. Guys, we disagree. Ravenclaw, I can see because she seems a little smarter than the average bear, but yeah, she's definitely not Hufflepuff, but come on, internet. They're not thinking through this, Corbin.
No, they're just, again, the Slytherin is bad. And it's just like, no, it's not.
Which house should Flynn Rider be in?
Oh, this one's tricky because he's in the gray area. He's naughty, but he kind of has a good heart, kind of, sometimes.
Well, and he kind
doing,
of is
doing
been,
what? He's not Gryffindor. He is not a Gryffindor.
He's kind of doing what, like, he has a mask he has on for a lot of it. So getting down to who is Eugene Fitzherbert versus the mask of Flynn Rider.
Is he doing what is the right thing?
I don't think he does what...
He's brave and adventurous. Is he loyal? I don't think he's loyal to anybody but himself.
Yeah, it takes him a while to come around to that. He's very damaged, I feel like, emotionally, so it's hard for him to trust
people. Why is loyal on Hufflepuff and Gryffindor? That messes things up.
Well, there's other things. So does he... I wouldn't say he's... do what is necessary to survive.
He is resourceful and he's determined.
Yeah, he wants
his
money.
Is he proud?
He's so sad about his signs all over the kingdom, Corbett. They don't get his nose
right.
So
he's got some pride?
There's some pride in there. Yeah.
Is he intelligent, creative, and clever, witty, and knowledgeable? I think he's witty.
I think in a worldly sense.
Yes.
Like he understands the world and how it works. If he didn't, then he would be a Rapunzel.
So he's more of a Ravenclaw or Slytherin is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't think he's not Gryffindor and Hufflepuff. He's not doing what's nice.
The other problem with this game is we've got all these main characters, so they have to either fall into Gryffindor or Slytherin because Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff is just like, just push them to the side.
You know what? I'm going to give him a little more.
You're going to give him some Ravenclaw?
I am, because I feel like Flynn Rider is do what is necessary, but I feel like at the end when we're moving into put the mask away, this is who I actually am, he's probably a little more in the Ravenclaw area, especially in their relationship.
I'll go with Slytherin. I think the resourcefulness is something interesting with him, so go ahead and give.
I'm going Ravenclaw. Corbin's going Slytherin. Corbin, you came in at second. 22% put him in Slytherin. I came in last.
Guess what was first? Gryffindor. Okay. Yeah, right.
No, man. Okay, Corbin.
Mulan.
Which
Gryffindor.
House
That's what everyone says.
Which house should Mulan be in?
So she's kind. She's very kind.
She is very kind.
I think she's actually not too kind, but I think that's where she belongs, in Hufflepuff. Do it as necessary? Oh, man.
That she does leave to save her dad's life. I wouldn't call that wise. maybe
it wasn't
not
the right.
Ravenclaw.
It wasn't the right thing to do. So it's either Slytherin or Hufflepuff.
Ooh, that's an interesting.
Hardworking, dedicated, patient, fair, kind. I'm going to go with Hufflepuff.
Are you?
Yes. I don't think she's hardworking. I don't think she's naturally ambitious. It's not like she's.
That's
I need
true.
To be a soldier. I
that's
need everyone
true.
To look at me and like I need to be a leader.
She's putting her dad first.
Right.
That's a really good point, Corbin. You swayed me. We're going with Hufflepuff with Mulan.
Gryffindor.
Oh my goodness. The internet doesn't understand. We need to give a crash course on the on the houses of Hogwarts.
Did they do a demographic?
But we agreed, so I feel good.
Do you include your demographics when you put this in? Because I just feel like we're answering these questions as if a lot of these responses are from 15-year-olds.
No.
You don't think so?
Maybe a lot.
Okay, who should Hans be in?
Which house? Hans from Frozen. Very ambitious. He is willing to go and pretend to be in love with Anna to get his own kingdom. That's a big thing for me. Definitely not a Hufflepuff.
So what is he like? What is the who does Anna fall in love with though? Maybe that's more of a discussion. Is he a Hufflepuff? Is he a Ravenclaw or a Gryffindor? Who she thinks she's falling in love with?
Oh yeah.
And then we find that deep down, she is like he's like. What is it, Batilda or whatever, that the snake comes? Ugh.
The basilisk?
Yeah, it came, it was like in her body.
Oh, ugh. Yes.
That's
yes.
Hans right there.
I would think that he was pretending to be a Hufflepuff Okay. Very kind, very accepting, very patient with Anna and her shelteredness.
Right, fair. Okay.
Very fair. And then he's
Slytherin. I think that's Slytherin.
Yeah, he's a Slytherin. He is so ambitious. He's willing to do whatever it takes.
Do whatever it takes, right?
See, we're going to be... See, there we go. Okay, 78% of the internet, we agree Hans is Slytherin. See, we're on... Sometimes we agree with
sometimes,
him. Sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes we agree. All right, Corbin, which house should Belle from Beauty and the Beast be in?
Slytherin. Yes.
You're just trying
let's
to be different, but if you have real reasons, we'd love to hear them.
Let's see. Is she willing to do what is necessary to save her dad? Will she throw herself into prison?
But it's not she's doing it because she's wanting to get gain out of it. So would that go in the Mulan vein?
Well, is that true, though?
Where
sitting there thinking, I'm going to trick the beast. I'm going to take him down. Oh, boy, the master plan. Here we go.
Corbin is okay. So
I'm
determined.
I'm trying to find a way to fit someone that's not a slime ball into Slytherin.
You put
okay.
Ariel into Slytherin.
Do you think her hair is slimy? Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways.
All right.
Okay. So, Belle, is she wise, kind, or right?
She's leaning into Mulan a little bit because she does what is kind. She puts somebody else ahead of herself, which is a Hufflepuff thing. She did what is necessary, but the motivation
I'm thinking a little Ravenclaw to me. Kay? I think she's intelligent.
Yeah.
I think she's clever and witty.
Yeah, I would agree.
I don't see her as necessarily.
She's not a Gryffindor or a Slytherin.
She's not worried about fairness, is she? I don't think she's worried about fairness. She has her song where she talks about like being in the small town and stuff like that. But I don't know.
She does. She is willing to give the beast like a fair shot. She doesn't come in and is immediately like, "Oh, you're a beast. That's it." She is a little more open-minded, which I think. Leans into fairness a little bit.
I don't see her as necessarily adventurous. She's not looking for adventure.
Well, she is in her song, but I agree, like the other parts of Gryffindor where
I'm gonna say Ravenclaw.
The dare. Yeah, I agree with you.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna go Hufflepuff. It's really close for me. Yeah, I will go with you with Ravenclaw, okay. But Hufflepuff is a really close second.
Okay. All right. You almost
Ravenclaw.
I thought you were going to click on Slytherin for a second.
Ravenclaw. See? Internet agrees. 68%.
Yeah. Slytherin got 0%.
We
got
to pretend to be the sorting hat when we do this. Ravenclaw.
Governor Ratcliffe.
From Pocahontas. All right. There's that ambition again.
I don't know how else you... It's just Slytherin, right? He's dripping. He's drenched
in Slytherin. He is dripping in Slytherin.
Even before you put the hat on him, it's just like, Slytherin.
Yeah.
He's just like... Oh, good.
This isn't about like I've been wronged. I'm gonna do what's right, or I'm gonna try and do what's. I'm actually really trying to help these people. One really, who's not. No, it's just I want money and gold.
I wish that
mine. That is a Slytherin theme song.
I wish this really happened because I'd like to see Snape's response when he was added to Slytherin.
They have the same hairstyle, black stringy hair, except he has pigtails.
It'd be quite explosive.
Snape would just be annoyed. Wow, 80% of the internet. Who were the 9% that put Radcliffe in Hufflepuff?
That's 14,000 votes.
That is 14,000 people that were like, oh, I think Radcliffe could be a Hufflepuff.
Hardworking, dedicated, loyal. Yeah, he's not loyal. Sorry.
He wants to take over the king. He's hoping that he can
okay.
take the crown.
Well, I guess you had to pick something else if you
king
wanted to be different.
King Jimmy.
So. Okay.
All right, which house should Princess Tiana be in?
This is the one I thought about when you came up with this idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what Disney character would I sort wear? And Tiana was one of the first characters I thought of. And I thought, she's a good candidate for Slytherin. She will do whatever is necessary
this is true.
To make her goal and make her restaurant a reality.
Yeah, very Ariel-esque. She, not one-track mind, but definitely knows what she wants and is willing to go for it.
Ambitious,
mm-hmm.
proud, not
determined.
Proud in a good sense, right? We're saying that's a...
Yeah, like she wants to put the work
in
herself.
She's proud of her family and who, you know, yeah.
Yep.
Determined, resourceful. I'm going to say Slytherin.
I agree with you, absolutely.
Welcome to the club, Tiana.
You and Ariel. Guys, it's not that we hate Tiana. Oh, my word. They put her in last... Slytherin is in last place. Guys, we're going to do a vote in our show notes. You guys tell us... Is this making sense to you, what we're saying? Because apparently a lot, half the time the internet is completely disagreeing. The internet put her in Hufflepuff.
Do what is kind. Hardworking.
She is hardworking.
Dedicated, patient, fair.
She is patient.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's about motivation for me. She's not like putting someone else ahead of her needs.
That's the whole point
desire.
Of the movie, right?
Yeah.
She had to
almost give, there,
she had
guys.
To sacrifice her dream mm-hmm. for someone else, but then her dream came reality. But,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But just before she had that turning point, she was all Slytherin. She was
I
ambitious.
Would say almost there is like, we need to make a playlist, a Slytherin Disney playlist. Mine, Governor Radcliffe.
Almost there.
That's another one. All right, we have Quasimodo, Corbin, from your favorite movie.
Quasimodo is Filch.
Oh, that's sad.
He would love it. And everybody else
Filch
would love it, too.
Filch is so grumpy.
Yeah, that's why we need Quasimodo to do it.
He's not... Oh, okay. So you're saying
caretaker of Hogwarts.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Oh, he would. But I want to... I want him to have, like, a bigger office.
Do you want him to be a professor?
And, like, I want him to have more respect. Like, can he be a caretaker that the kids love?
Yeah, of course they'll love. Look at him.
I know.
Except
okay.
for Slytherin. They'll,
as long
they'll
as
cause issues.
He doesn't end up being, like, made fun of and... Oh. I have a soft spot.
Do you feel bad for Filch when they make fun of him?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Really?
Because he's already so insecure and dealing with so much that like...
What is he dealing with? We don't know, do we?
He's a squib, which means that he has magical parents, but he doesn't have any magic himself, which is like a super embarrassing thing.
If I was
him,
I'd say, no thanks, Dumbledore. I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm not going to live with the thing that I wish I was.
And he's trying to like do like... courses to like help him be more magic. So sad. Okay. I'm poor Filch.
Magic for the unmagical.
Exactly. That's basically
chapter one.
It.
You have no hope.
Quasimodo, I am saying, is in my gut is Hufflepuff.
He's Hufflepuff. He's all about kindness and gentleness.
Which is amazing.
He's a hard worker. He's a hard worker,
he
right?
He is.
He's dedicated.
Oh, this is him. He's a Hufflepuff, guys.
So if you're in Hufflepuff,
you're in good company. We need Quasimodos in the world. Guys, he's a Hufflepuff, internet. Don't let us down. Thank you. 72% of the internet. 116,000 votes put him in Hufflepuff. He's definitely not a Slytherin. That was at the bottom of the list. Who would say that?
I know. It's ridiculous.
All right.
Okay.
Mother Gothel, Corvin, another villain.
They're the villain. Okay. Let's try and put her into a different. As a sorting hat, do you think he gets bored sometimes? He sits on their head and he's like, you know what? Let's just try and let's change things up a bit.
That's what he did with Harry.
Okay. Draco. Gryffindor.
He's a Malfoy. All the Weasleys. Slytherin.
Let's put a fox in the chicken coop and see what happens. We're just curious. All right. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Mother Gothel.
She's not a Hufflepuff.
I think she's a... I mean, it's... I think, you know...
Do what
do
is
it
necessary.
Right.
Yeah, she hasn't been wronged. And she found a magical flower, which
well,
is...
I guess you could say Gryffindor do what is right. She was wronged for people taking her flower. That wasn't very kind. And then they mushed it up and put it in a little...
Who said it was her flower, though? It was just sitting on a cliff.
But everyone could have used it. Just let it sit on the cliff. We didn't have to grab it and make it into
a
medicine.
How about she just allows herself to age gracefully and just moves on with life?
You know what? It would be hard if you were the only one that had that knew about this power, that somehow discovered the song.
Mm.
You know, I think she actually probably took somebody down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She heard the song from someone else
uh-huh.
and took care
oh,
of them.
So
it's like
so.
The Elder Wand. You have to kill someone in order to take it. Well,
which is a very, that's super, super Slytherin.
Thank you. I am so proud of myself for these references.
I was thinking you were, Corbin is very impressed.
I'm in.
Today.
I'm all in on Harry Potter.
I'm so grateful. My heart is singing.
Keeps putting me to sleep, but I'm in.
Oh. All right. I'm sorry, she's Slytherin, folks. Yeah, 80% of the internet.
120,000 votes.
I wouldn't say Ravenclaw. Sorry, 22,000 of you.
It's because she looks like a Ravenclaw.
Yeah, she does. All right, Corbin, which house should Aladdin be in?
Ooh, Aladdin is a naughty.
He's interesting. He's a little more complex than first glance.
I think he's more of a do what is necessary.
But he does, like, take care of the people around him. to a degree.
Reluctantly.
He gives those... Oh, that's true. He gave the kids the bread.
The guilt gets him. I think Slytherins can feel guilt, right?
Yes, Corbin. They're normal humans.
Snapes? Can Snapes feel guilt?
Yes, they can.
Okay. Oh my gosh. That's just making my point. I'm leading you carefully down into my Slytherin dungeon.
Guys,
the
have
common
you been
house.
Hit
common
over
room.
The head with Corbin's point yet?
Well, I'm just wondering. What was your other argument? Hufflepuff, do it as kind? Yeah, he does a little bit of kind, but I don't see him as a hard worker. I see him more as, I mean, get yourself a job, Aladdin, okay?
Oh,
stop stealing things. Ravenclaw, do it as wise. I mean, he's intelligent and creative and clever and witty and knowledgeable, but he's still not Ravenclaw. No.
I would say that he's not Ravenclaw because wisdom for me is like being able to back up and be like, okay,
see the big picture.
Yeah, do greater good here. When it comes to meeting Jasmine and doing the Prince Ali shtick, that's definitely leading into more of a Slytherin vein.
Yeah, I think he's Slytherin.
Where it's like, he's like, just be honest with her. The genie's like, just be honest. And he's like, no, I've got to lie my way to the top here. Like, this is how this has to happen. Yeah, he's ambitious and he wants Jasmine and he's going to use those wishes to get what he wants. Slytherin. We came in second place. 12%.
Well, it was tied for second. So, but it was second place because the
you
number
were right,
of
though.
Votes,
he's definitely not Ravenclaw.
The number of votes. Gryffindor came in at number one.
I mean, he's brave and adventurous, but... does he slay a dragon? Is he a Prince Philip? I would say that's the standard of Gryffindorness. I don't know that Aladdin is in that area.
I want people to justify their answers on this.
You want them to tell you why?
Oh, well, he's all about doing what is right when he stole that loaf of bread.
Hey,
at least he shared it with somebody.
Jean Valjean.
I think it's a different situation, don't you think?
Yes.
Get a job, Aladdin.
Okay. Which house should Elsa from Frozen be in?
I feel like she's a little bit torn here. She's not sure who she is.
Yeah, she's kind of like Flynn. Especially at the beginning of Frozen to the end of Frozen 2, there's a lot of change that happens.
I think she's almost like the biggest poser of this whole group. And I don't mean that like in a bad way. She's trying to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to be wise.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to do what's right. She's trying to do what's necessary. She's trying to do it all.
Yeah.
She doesn't know who she is. And at the very end, when she becomes the fifth element, then what is she?
So I would say that maybe I don't know where she starts, but you're right. Like I can see her definitely. She's a pretend Hufflepuff, pretend Ravenclaw. But I think by the end, I would say she's more in the Gryffindor lane, where she is brave and courageous and doing what is right for her. She's like, I have these ice powers. I don't know what's going on, but I can't pretend with all these other things anymore. I got to have the courage to just go out and figure it out for myself, even if that means living
Would you say Anna or Elsa are more adventurous? Naturally.
Anna's
I think
just,
Anna just has more of an adventurous soul. It seems to, like when they're both out in the wilderness and in the forest, she seems to fit better there than Elsa. Elsa's more there because I'm trying to accomplish something.
Yeah.
Anna seems to embrace.
So Elsa is more of a homebody. Is that what you're saying?
Kind of, but she doesn't end up there.
Well, her problem is at the beginning is she doesn't know where home is. Her parents have died. She doesn't fit in her kingdom. And she's like, I don't know where I fit.
She's not comfortable in her own skin. So it's hard. It's almost like an incomplete. The sorting hat's like, let's wait a few years and come back. You're over this in this corner.
I'm gonna
sit by yourself.
I'm going to give her, at the end of Frozen 2, I think she's Gryffindor. She's found, I agree with you, she is a bit of a homebody. But I think she's more about doing what's right instead of doing what's kind. So she's a homebody Gryffindor.
But then, but I was just going to say Slytherin. It feels like at the end of Frozen 2, she's just doing whatever is necessary. I've got to make
for who?
To find my, well, that's another story with Frozen 2.
Don't send Corbin down that path. Please, not today.
For who? I don't know. And no one knows.
Necessary to me feels like her when she's backed into a corner. And like she's still wearing the gloves and she doesn't know what to do. And so she's just like, conceal, don't feel. That's feeling necessary to me.
When she jumps off the cliff into the abyss of frozenness, that feels necessary. She's like, I have to do this.
But it almost feels more like, I would say it feels more like do what is right. Because it's not like she's like, they're going to kill my family if I don't jump in this hole. It's more like, this feels so right and it's kind of scary, but I'm willing to do it. So I'm going Gryffindor, but you can go Slytherin if you'd like.
Oh, okay. I'll agree with you. That was...
Okay, I came in second place again. We're number two. That's our thing. The internet, 77,000 votes, put her in Ravenclaw. Intelligent, creative, clever, witty, and knowledgeable. I don't see her as witty.
I don't see her as... I'm not saying she's dumb, but I just don't see her as...
She's not like the quickest person.
She's not seeing ahead in the future. Mm-hmm. She's just kind of responding to what's ever right in front of her.
Yeah, wisdom is... Act. That's like you need an old soul for wisdom, and she's not quite there yet.
No. Maybe later.
Maybe later.
Again, you go over in the corner and sit by yourself, and we'll figure it out later.
Maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
All right, Corbin, which house should Li Shang from Mulan be in?
Li Shang is the captain?
Yes.
Ooh, tough guy.
Ooh, tough guy.
And I'll do it with Mulan's? My shirt on.
Mulan's love interest. We put Mulan in Hufflepuff.
I wish I would have done that. And when I was in high school and we were playing shirts and skins for basketball, I'd be like, well, I'll do it with my shirt on.
That would have been awesome.
No one would have got it. They'd be like, what's this?
That would have been so awesome. Okay.
Li Shang. I think he's all about
Gryffindor.
Leadership. Okay.
We were just going in. Sorry, go ahead.
He's ambitious, isn't he?
Yes.
Cunning. Leadership.
Mm-hmm.
He's proud.
That's true.
Determined.
Mm-hmm.
And...
But I
maybe
think,
kind of resourceful.
I think, sorry, I was saying Gryffindor because I see him as very like justice driven, where that's like, I'm going to do what's right in this situation, even if it's hard. Necessary feels there's a selfishness to necessary, and I don't see him as a selfish person.
Can I ask a question? Military
yeah.
leaders,
yeah.
when you're training the troops, are you thinking, what is the right thing to do here? Or are you thinking, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get these guys into shape?
That's a good point.
Because I think if he would have been like, I'm going to do the right thing. With Mulan, he did the right thing when
yeah.
he didn't, you know.
That's true. Because
so
by law, he should have killed her.
Yes. Well, yeah, that actually, I don't know.
Did I just undermine your whole
my argument? I'm getting confused just, between what is right and what is necessary.
I know. I know. They're very close.
But I'm going to lead more Slytherin. Okay. I think there's a cunningness, a leadership, especially in the first half of the movie. Later in the movie, again, this is the whole point of the movie, is the character arc and they're changing and growing. So we start off with a lot of Slytherins that end up becoming... Hufflepuffs.
Yeah, they're kind in the end.
This was like Draco Malfoy. I leave school and he's like, I'm so sorry, everyone.
Can I ask a question just because I'm curious? So Li Shang for me is a rule follower. And when he doesn't kill Mulan, that's a huge thing for him. Like that he's never done that in his life, not obeyed a rule. He loves rules.
Rules are good.
Which of the houses do you feel like are the rule followers? Because Gryffindor, if you read the books,
they're
always the ones breaking the rules.
Right.
To go do the adventure.
Exactly.
So which ones are the rule followers then? Hufflepuffs?
Hufflepuff and Ravenclaws?
Because Hufflepuffs are like, they don't want to ruffle feathers and
yeah,
be in trouble.
The Gryffindor thing, I'm kind of souring on the do what is right. Because That's up to their interpretation.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's their flaw. There we go. I found it. I finally figured it out. And people listening to this are like, oh my gosh.
I think we've said that like 12 times.
How did it take this long? But they're always interpreting what they think is right. So there's an arrogance and a pride with Gryffindor.
Mm-hmm. Which I love that I'm kind of starting to see that Gryffindor and Slytherins, there's not a whole lot separating.
That's why Harry Potter was like, he's like, I don't know what to do here.
It was like, where do you, if ultimately it came down to where do you want to be? And he felt like he wanted to be good and he'd been told that Slytherins were bad,
which again,
it's all from his perspective.
Now, how could history have been different if someone had said Slytherin's actually the place to be? We have good parties, we eat ice cream every Fridays.
Have you seen their common room? It's so depressing down there. I kind of feel bad for them.
It's slimy.
Okay, I'm gonna take a swing. I'm gonna pull a wild card. I'm gonna go Ravenclaw. I feel like Ravenclaws are rule followers. There's an intellectualness to them where they're like, no, 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 you can't go outside the lines. We have to stay in the lines here. But there's a wisdom in him that he knows when it is not just for him to kill Mulan. So I'm going to go with the Ravenclaw.
I'm going to still say Slytherin.
Okay. The internet says, oh my gosh, Gryffindors are dominating.
Well, you know, maybe
we're soured. We're soured on the internet.
This is because when we read the books, we don't know what Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw are.
I want that book. Can we have another?
Are they doing a? They should do a series. Oh, I keep cutting you off. I apologize.
It's okay. Corbett's having a day today, so that's
okay,
fine.
I keep cutting you off.
But I think you were going to say what I was thinking, so go ahead.
Books or movies or series of shows where we get to highlight a hero in each house.
Yes, please. And so, don't kill them off like Cedric Diggory.
And the Slytherin hero is not going to end up being bad. Because we just have to make them bad. Mm-hmm. I want to see like 100, 200 years before when there was this, the dungeon was all well lit and it wasn't gloomy.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, we're Slytherin. Welcome to the team.
You know what this is like? This is like Randall Boggs from Monsters, Inc.
That's right.
When you see him in college and he's like all nerdy and cute.
Right. But I also want it to end in a good place, not like Randall.
Yeah, that's sad. Okay, Corbin, which house should Rapunzel be in? I have my answer.
What's the creative one?
Ravenclaw is the creative one.
I don't know if she's... I wouldn't call her clever or witty.
I'm putting her in Hufflepuff. She is, especially if you watch Tangled, the series, she's all about like, why don't people like me? I want to be
kind. I've got a dream, Hufflepuff. That is the Hufflepuff song. There you go.
It is. That's a Hufflepuff song. I've got a dream. Yay! 69%. 100,000 people voted. They agree. She's a Hufflepuff. Who were the 1,000 that said she was Slytherin? Guys,
they're like me. You know, they just want to force people into Slytherin.
Which house?
Those people out there that are Hufflepuffs or Ravenclaws, we're helping you out here. And you're kind of embarrassed about it. When your quiz comes back and it's Hufflepuff. And you're like, oh, I don't want to be Hufflepuff. No,
don't
you can be
embarrassed.
You can be like Rapunzel.
I will tell you. J.K. Rowling herself said the most important house is the Hufflepuff house. She said that. Wasn't me. She was like, that is the house that holds everything together. And I was like, oh.
Where's the evidence of that?
That's so sweet. Well, she created it. So that's my evidence.
I know, but I want evidence.
That is such. Oh, Corbin's 5 is showing. I love when his 5 shows. I want evidence.
Which house should Genie be in?
Can you put a genie in a house? Whoa, this has opened up a whole new world. Anyone? No? Okay.
No, I got it.
Well, I didn't think it was funny. Dang it.
I'm smiling.
It's an awkward smile. It's like a shifty eye.
All right. Genie, which house should he be in? Well, I think it'd be funny because when he got sorted, he'd go sit down and people would be like, hey, you want to be a wizard? And he's like, I don't need this old stinking stick.
He's like, I'm a genie. Like, okay. Psh,
psh, use his fingers.
I'm trying to think of, like, what is his personality?
I don't know what that sound was. The sound effect was a little poor. Bzzz, bzzz. That's not genius. Okay, anyways. What's his personality?
He's like, what does he want?
I think there needs to be another house of entertainers. That Hagrid is the, it's just the misfits.
That's the misfit.
The misfit entertainers.
House. I mean, he is kind and loyal and patient with Aladdin. Is he ambitious? I mean, he wants to be free, but I feel like that's like, he's justly
I'm going to give him Ravenclaw. And just for two things. Wittiness.
Oh, yeah.
And creativity.
Okay. I can see that. I'm going to give him, and also double points because he's blue. So there you go. He's practically the mascot himself.
Yes.
Okay, we're going Ravenclaw. Internet, tell us we're wrong.
Ooh, this was a tough one.
This was a close one.
Yeah.
So Hufflepuff came in at the top, 39%. Gryffindor was 27, Ravenclaw 26. That's the closest one we've seen so far. I was thinking about Hufflepuff, but I feel good about that. That's a tough one. I've never thought of a genie as like, what's his personality like? That was hard.
He don't belong in a house.
He don't belong. Okay, Corbin, which house should Esmeralda be in?
Slytherin.
Okay, tell me why. Give me a reason.
I think she's pretty cunning. She's determined, resourceful, ambitious. I think all those things, right?
Yeah.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
Am I not remembering her very well?
No. I think so. But I'm gonna say this is where the Gryffindors and the Slytherins are actually more similar than we think. I think she also.
I don't think she's Gryffindor because. do what is necessary. Do what is necessary.
But I think she's more worried about, like, maybe not necessary, like, this is what I want, I'm going to do whatever it takes, but this is what's right. Like, her people have been taken advantage of and killed, and she's, like, kind of like, no, that's wrong, and we're going to make it right. I'm going to help save my people. Not just to be kind, but because it's just. So I'm going to, you go Slytherin, I'm going to go Gryffindor. Again, we're finding that really fine line. They're not as different as we think. All right, 39% said Gryffindor, 27% said Ravenclaw, and 20% Slytherin. Another tight one. Not Hufflepuff, apparently.
This was most of them, the last place one is like 0% or 3%. Hufflepuff was 14%.
Yeah, so. I like these characters that we're like...
We're in the gray area.
We're like,
now.
Do we know them? Do we know what they want?
Yeah, we need more movies about them, right?
And finally, Corbin, our very last one, your favorite person. Which house should Scar be in?
You said that he is not very ambitious.
He's not very Slytherin-ish.
But like, he is in your...
He's ambitious, but he's a terrible leader. And he's not very resourceful. Like, his solution to getting what he wanted was kill the king.
Well, and use hyenas to help him rule.
Yeah, there had to be a different animal that could have helped him. If he'd been willing to put the work in and make relationships and manipulate a little
Where's
harder.
The food? There's no food left. You ate it all. I don't care.
What do you do? And he's not wise.
I know what the internet's going to say here, but I think you're right. Slytherin's not quite right for him.
What do you do with laziness? Where do you put somebody that wants
is
to be cool?
Is that resourcefulness? Is that a negative way of saying resourcefulness? Someone that's lazy? They just find the resources that are already out there and
but
they don't
have
to create
them. But I
think
it takes work to find the right resources, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to fit laziness. And it's not...
He's not a Hufflepuff. I mean, and he's not a Ravenclaw. So is he a really lazy Gryffindor? Kind of entitled a little bit. Oh, no, because adventure and brave. I don't think he's adventurous.
Yeah, I guess he's Slytherin.
I guess he is Slytherin. He's not a very good Slytherin, though. He's the type of Slytherin everyone's like, just kind of like, well,
he's gosh. Like Crabbe and Goyle, you know?
He is a Crabbe and Goyle Slytherin. That is exactly what's happening here. Good
so
job, Corbin.
He's more of a sidekick. Who should he have been sidekicking to?
Who should have been the...
Maleficent?
The true villain.
No, he's too lazy. I don't think he would have...
She wouldn't have put up with that.
Cruella, maybe. Because Cruella's a little off her rocker and he could have gotten away with a lot. You know, yeah. Like Horace and Jasper sitting around watching TV.
Yeah, maybe Hades. His sidekicks are pretty pathetic, too.
Right. Yeah, he is kind of more of a sidekick, isn't he?
Okay, he's a Crabbe and Goyle. I think that is the perfect... That makes me feel really solid about Slytherin. Yes, Crabbe and Goyle. 90%. Thank you very much, internet.
I think our reasons were different than the other people's, but
I know
our
they're
reasoning,
like he's a bad guy.
Yeah,
he's Slytherin.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Oh, that was exhausting.
That was exhausting, but it was fun.
I bet the Sorting Hat after these, like, how many kids did he have to sort? Like 50?
A lot.
He's just like afterwards. Oh my gosh.
Well, he goes and sits on the shelf for 360 days. So.
Yeah. So he's just I can't do that. Well, that one time he got thrown into the Chamber of Secrets with the sword in it, right?
The bird fox took him in
there. Like, ah, no, this is my vacation. Why'd you put the sword inside of me? It's sharp.
It. Ow! Ow! Ow!
The sword goes to no houses. Like, it doesn't make sense.
I'm not sorting.
Swords
next.
Are not ambitious.
Oh my god.
What do I do?
Oh my gosh. Garvin, do you know what house you're in? Just out of curiosity. What do you think? I know according to the official powers that be.
Well, I will ask you, Camry, do you think I am not a necessary person? Like, I have to get ambitious. Like, I got to get my way or the highway.
Neither one of us are a Slytherin. I'm too gentle.
Do what is right. I think there's certainly, I think some people might say that I'm a little, I think I know what's right. And
I definitely
it's my
have
way
a
or the highway kind of thing.
Yeah. I have
think,
a streak.
I think
Gryffindor.
I'm just an Elsa. So I'm a little all over the place.
I would say that you, for me, fit into Ravenclaw because you're very into having knowledge and being intellectual.
I love that.
I'm a Ravenclaw as well, but definitely more for the creative.
I just want to be different. And I just want to look and scowl at Harry and be like, I'm
We're
watching
Ravenclaws.
You and you're a phony. And Ron is the biggest phony.
Hermione should have been over here with us.
Come on over, Hermione.
Ravenclaw.
We're good friends.
Technically, I'm a Ravenpuff. Can we have like in-betweens? I have a really strong Hufflepuff.
Would you rather be a Ravenpuff or a Huffleclaw?
No. Either way, I just like that I'm a mixture of the two most neglected houses.
So you're two of these. You're the badger and the raven combined.
I'm a badger with wings.
Are you a raven with a badger face or a badger with a raven face?
I'm a little more. I'm more Ravenclaw. So yeah, I would probably be the raven with the badger face. That's horrible.
Or maybe your badger has wings.
Yes.
Okay. Very
Corbin,
good.
Corbin, we'll do an official sorting for Corbin, figure out what house he is, but I'm staking my claim he's probably going to be a Ravenclaw.
I'm okay.
We have a lot of Ravenclaws in our family when we did the quizzing. So come on over, Hermione. Guys, come join us in Ravenclaw. Corbin, thank you for putting up with the Harry Potterness.
No,
I loved it. And Corbin, I'm so impressed by your knowledge.
I like Harry Potter. I just don't like how Gryffindor is so special.
I know, guys, we agree. We're ready for new books.
You know what I want to
talk about other things.
Going off of your J.K. Rowling, is that her name? Yes. J.K. Rowling? Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I know Harry Potter real well.
You got it.
I want there to be another book. So we had the books from like the heroes in each house,
uh-huh.
and the good people. I want another series of books that follows a Hufflepuff that is actually the one making sure Harry is doing the right thing. So like they're the
real hero
that sent the sorting hat with the sword with the phoenix.
Oh yes,
they're the ones that protect Harry when he's about to die multiple
the
times.
The Hufflepuff behind the scenes,
right? And they don't need the credit, and then but somehow they're.
You know who I would say that is, even though technically they're a Gryffindor. I would say that's Neville. Neville very easily could have been a Hufflepuff, and I adore Neville. As I'm rereading the books, I'm like, this is my hero.
He disappears.
He does disappear.
I thought
in the
he
middle.
Was in it a lot more.
I know.
He's just kind of gone. So
I know.
That's fine. At least Luna's there. I like Luna.
Oh, good. I love Luna.
Luna's great.
Luna's my favorite.
If you don't like Luna, you're a dope. That's my thought.
Guys, we will do more mashup stuff with Harry Potter, but I'm so glad that I finally tippy-toed Corbin in this direction. We had so much fun. We will put polls down below in the show notes so you guys can tell us which houses you think these Disney characters should be sorted into.
Thanks, guys.
This has been another episode of the Neverland Files. Join us on Substack for additional episodes and fun Neverland Files content. Thanks for listening.